I thought that the first big crisis would get him to this point. I'm surprised at how quickly he moved. And despite all this talk about chairs not being filled in the bureaucracy, I am impressed. His people, Tillerson, Madison, others, they called all of our allies. They alerted everybody. They even alerted the Russians. They were doing all of the right tradecraft, diplomatic things as if they'd been in the job for 6 years. This was very impressive from a diplomatic standpoint. It's one reason why everybody around the world is applauding this rather than criticizing it. And again, that puts pressure on Russia, and it will be noticed by China. That's helping the atmosphere of the meeting.
All right, so let's talk about Tillerson's upcoming meeting to Russia. What message is he mandated to give? Do we come out of that meeting next week with a different sense of U.S.-Russia relations?
The only thing you really need to know about that meeting is it hasn't been canceled. And if it isn't canceled, Donald Trump won, Putin zero. Essentially, if the Russians don't cancel that meeting, they'll basically be saying, you can smash the hell out of my ally Assad's Air Force, because he was, even though we won't admit it, a bad boy on chemical weapons, and we still want to talk to you because we have important issues.